So many people live their lives unchanged. My friend Moses had this encounter with God, this experience with the Lord. He would never be the same. And if Moses is going to deliver God's people out of bondage, then he had to have this encounter. My friend, if we're going to have an impact on society, we must also have a true encounter with Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise God. It is so good to have you join us today on Truth and Fact. We are in Exodus chapter 3, and we're dealing with Moses and the burning bush. He had this encounter with God. Now, what are some lessons we can learn from this? Well, number one, the time and the place. Where did this take place? In the wilderness. And God's presence can come to you in the middle of your wilderness experience. Secondly, we know that God is the deliverer, not Moses. God is the one that calls the shots. God is the one that delivers, not Moses. Thirdly, preservation. The fire of God's presence in the bush shows that as long as God is in it, it will not be consumed, but it will be preserved. The bush that Moses saw was just an ordinary bush. It was no different than any other bush, but there was a difference. The difference between that bush and the other was the presence of God. The presence of God preserved the bush. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace, but they were not burned. How was this possible? They were preserved. Why? Because Jesus was there with them. The presence of God was there in the fire with them. The all-consuming fire was with them in that fire. Jesus protected them. He kept them from destruction. In the trial of their faith, Jesus was there. In affliction, he was there. What did Paul say? We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. He also said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul said, at my first answer, no one stood with me, but all men forsook me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. You see, the all-consuming fire was there in the fire with Paul, in the heat of persecution, in the trials of distresses, in the depth of his weakness, the Lord was there to preserve this great apostle. The presence of God will preserve his church. It makes all the difference. If the church relies on their financial status to pull them through, then they're on their own. It won't be preserved. But if the golden candlestick is in the church, it will be preserved. It will not be consumed. But if he's taken out, then we're on our own. The widow woman never ran out of meal. Why is that? Because she obeyed the man of God by faith. The presence of God preserved her and her son. When her son died, he was raised from death to life. Why? The presence of God preserves. It's in him we live and move and have our being. You know, in Acts chapter 3 and verse 19 says, times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. It means that God will send times of refreshing upon all who repent and are converted. God promises to send revival and times of refreshing on the faithful. Where the presence of God is, there is refreshing. Jesus is to the church what your soul is to your body. Take your soul out of your body, and all you have left is a dead corpse. Take Jesus out of the church, and all you have left is a dead ritual, form, and ceremony, but no life. All you have is a dead corpse, just going through the motions playing church. Paul said, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. I don't know about you, but I don't want to play church. I desire his presence. I desire to see that burning bush again. I want to see it burn within his church. I want to see it burn in our hearts and lives. We need the presence of God. If our children are going to serve God, then we need the bush to burn again. Our children need their own experience with God. Let us pray for that bush to burn once again. My friend, do you need a burning bush in your life? Does it still burn within your heart? Do you feel the burning desire to love God and serve him and pray? Does his word burn within your heart? Maybe you're going through a wilderness experience and you need to experience a burning bush that's not consumed. You simply need the presence of God in your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.